Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Darius, for reminding us how great Jesus' love for us is. And he said, remember those little children. Remember the disciples. They were bringing children. They didn't want to bring the children to Jesus. Jesus said, no. Bring them here. That's the next generation. The children. Amen. As parents, speak life to your kids. Train your kids. Teach the kids about Jesus. I didn't have that opportunity. If you've got it, there's no other golden opportunity than to tell them about Jesus. Read that word to them. You're not going to understand everything, but the Holy Spirit will give you understanding on what you're reading. And then as you understand that, He'll give you more. And explain them. Don't get it too hard for that child. Make it simple. Amen? Understand. Jesus loves you. I love you as a... Ruthie, I love you as a dad, but I don't love you like Jesus does. Amen? He loves you unconditionally. Sometimes daddy puts conditions on that love. Amen? But then I gotta repent. See, I got the love of God on the inside of me. I have that capability to love my child just like Jesus did. But there's a struggle in me. That flesh, amen, wants me. What have they done for me before I love you? See, you got to crucify that flesh daily. Amen. There's love. Once you get born again, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. It's there. Amen. The devil don't want you to know it's there. Say, ha ha, too late. I done found out, devil. All right, guys, this is the last week of our series. I got to get back down to business. Jim Howard's going to be here next Sunday now. I don't know what he's going to preach, so I'm going to give you the last bone on bone of my bone. Last time I'm going to throw a bone at you this week. If that sounds weird to you, our series on this month has been Bone of My Bone. That's the title of the message. And you find it in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. As I was teaching last month, during the teaching, the Lord spoke to me, this is what you need to speak about in February. While you're talking, God can still speak to you. Amen. For one thing, you need listening. You might need to be saying something different. Amen. When He's speaking and you're hearing and you're saying something else, that's the time really to listen. Amen. Stop. Look. Listen. Genesis 2, 21 through 24. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Now, this was just when God created Adam. One mankind, one body in the earth. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a, help me, woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, he and she, man and wife, and they shall be one flesh. That's a mystery. But God's good at doing things right. If he take him, when he took, he had to reach down into what he made. He took a rib out of Adam. Because Adam had seen and named all the animals. Amen. And he's still learning. Kids are still learning. When you teach them something, they don't know they're learning. That's why you tell them and you tell them and you tell them. And finally, they understand one day. Oh, that's why I got to go to work. Amen. Because I like to eat. Is that right, Ruthie? We like to eat, but we like to go to work someday, don't we, Ruthie? Got to get up and go to work. Amen. God created us to do something. Amen. Work is not a curse. Work is not a curse. Amen. Now the sweat sometimes we get into, that was the curse because we're not doing it God's way. We're doing it our way. So just briefly, like I say, now if you need to get the CDs, check with Kelsey or Miss Tammy. Tammy will make a list. Kelsey can get them. But there's some out in the vestibule here for the last 2 weeks. Because I'm going to briefly just say, one, what has the Lord spoken to us so far this month? If you're taking notes, if not, I can give you a copy. But we are special to God, number one. We're different from all the other creatures that He created, mankind. You notice He created us last. Jesus said, the first shall be last, and the last will be first. That covers us all. Amen? Adam was first, and then Eve, the first and the last. Amen? But He brought them back to one. Number two, we have everything we need in this earth to live a productive, and prosperous life. Everything. God hasn't changed. He's the same. What has the Lord spoken to us? Number three, God said everything He created was, after He got done, He said, day one, that's good. Day two, that's good. Three, four, five, that's good. When He got to six and He got done with everything, He says, that's very good. We were the last thing He created. He said, you're very good. Everything He created was very good. You're very good, Terry. God loves you. Leslie, you're very good. And you're very good at what God has called you to do, no matter what anybody says. Number four, God wanted a family. So He reached down into His Adam, His creation, and He took a rib bone, specific bone that He took. A rib. He didn't take a bone from man's foot, because He never intended woman to be under man, but to be beside His man, woman, from His side. Where was Jesus pierced on the cross? Right under His rib. See, that touched the heart of God. Man pierced the very side, but then that blood and that water flowed from His side that would wash mankind from their sins. Amen? So see, God had an ultimate plan. He knew where His Son would be pierced, but He also knew where God would take Eve from Adam and give Him back to her. See, Jesus has been taken. He had to be, He wasn't taken. He was received into heaven, but He's not going to be there forever. He's coming back after His bride. Amen? See, He was taken from us for a very short time, but it was for a very special, powerful purpose to redeem all His family. Amen. He's writing His book. Jesus does not know the last person that's going to go in His book. Only the Father knows. That's the Father has kept that to Himself. He doesn't know when time is going to be no more. Only the Father knows. But Jesus is writing His book. And everybody says, I need You, Lord. They call upon Jesus. The name goes into Lamb's book of life. And there's going to be one day when Jesus writes the last name, and the Father's going to say, that's it. Put the pen down, son. And Jesus is going to be kind of grieved there, because He knows there's more out there. But He's got to obey the Father. He said, time's up. Grace, mercy, my love's been poured out. My people are getting destroyed down there because of the devil. This is it. Amen. Get in. You know people that need to know Jesus, tell them about Jesus. Because there's coming a time where there's not going to be that choice anymore. Because He's got to come back and He's got to get this mess straightened out. Amen. Give us a new heaven and a new earth where He shall be King. Amen. He's coming back to this earth too. God wanted a family, so He reached down to Adam and took a rib bone, and from this He made woman who would be His helper. Women, you help us. Amen. But in return, we take care of you. We take care of you. We protect you. Amen. See, it's the husband's role to be the protector, to be the head, to be the covering. I didn't say to be the ruler. Dad's not to be the ruler. He's to be the covering, the head, the protector of the body, of the wife. And then we complement one another. Me and Terry were just having a conversation over in the fellowship hall about my wife. You know, she's always been a numbers person. She does taxes. I don't know nothing. If you want to know something about taxes, don't ask me. Just bypass me and go right to Sherry. Because that's what I'll tell you to do. I don't know. Why? I don't want to know. Because she does such a great job at it. Why do I want to know what she knows? Because I have no desire to know it. And I even told Terry, if she hadn't have been by my side in high school, I would have struggled with grades, because she helped me. No, forgive me. She was a helper, but she didn't. She did my rock collection. Ruthie, you know why your mom's so creative? Because she just loves to do those things. She did it. And I'm like, yeah, go, woman. Go, woman. And you know what? I got to sign my name on it. I know that's wrong. As a Christian, I got to admit, that was wrong. That was sin. But I passed. Amen. I passed. I didn't learn a thing, but I passed. Because she loved me. You sinned, but God loved you. You get that right there? He came. He took the stone. He took the rock. He took the beating. And He passed the test for you. Amen. That wasn't a part of the message, but that's just what you needed to hear. Amen. Let Him take your beating. Let Him take your suffering. He did. So you don't have to. You don't stand there and take a beating. If you're in a bad marriage, you walk out. You pray for that person, but you leave. Because that's not what marriage was designed to be. Amen. We're Christians. We're not supposed to be stupid. We're not dumb. We're not under the law. We're under grace. But we're not supposed to be abused and beaten and shot in the back in churches. That's the devil. Amen? We got to stand. There's a time to get your sword out and fight, and there's a time to put your sword in love. But when you're even using a gun in love to protect somebody, that's love. That's fighting against evil. Because the devil don't love you. And if a person is possessed by the devil, things are going to have to happen. Amen? Thank God for our policemen, our army, our military. They're protecting us from evil. They have to have a gun. Amen? They used to wear swords. Now they got guns. Thank God. Guns are not bad. Guns are good. They're keeping us, our country, safe. Guns are good in the right hand. Amen? Woman is to be man's helper. And Sherry also did my leaf collection, too. I didn't forget about that. See, I tell everything, but don't I, Terry? I thank God for Sherry. So when, and then the kids, when it's time, come time for all those things, she just jumped right in. It took me back. She just likes to do those things. See, we're different. We're different. But talk about a computer, I'll be your man. Sherry, you might as well forget it. She'll struggle through, and she'll call out to me, and I'll come help her. Amen. And I'll try to teach her, but just don't do it. Just don't try. Amen. Because you just gotta work together in this thing called life. So God brought her to Adam, and the two became one. Two became one. And then number five, this ain't all I've learned, but so far this month, just what the Lord's spoken to us. We learned about the purpose of this marriage, of this wife, of this family, of marriage. And like I say, you don't have to be married to a man, to a woman. If you're born again, you're married to Jesus. And that's your relationship. That's your first priority, is Him. And we learned about our purpose. To be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, subdue the earth, and rule and reign in it, in the earth, in that relationship. But you can't do it without God. See, man, Adam, God reached in, took Eve from Adam, but then gave him back. But then God was involved in the whole process. He never left them. And He was there with them. When they had questions, He answered the questions. Amen. He walked. He come down. He walked and talked with them. Now, I'm sure He asked questions about how things are going. Have you figured out how to take that apple, cut it and fry it a little bit, make you some apple pie? I mean, all these things were coming. Amen. God was revealing wisdom to them a little bit at a time. But the main thing came when they were together at Adam and Eve, and God was watching His creation. Learn, help each other. Amen. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants, the Bible says. God gets blessed when He sees us prosper. Prosper is not all about money. It's about loving one another the way He created us to be. That's true prosperity. If I love you, I ain't going to steal from you. If I love you, I ain't going to cuss you and curse you and stab you and shoot you. And that was God's whole purpose, was to take love from Adam and give love right back to him. And then God was involved in the whole process. And He is love. He's never left that process. Amen. Even when He had to take man, and just don't go to Hollywood and watch all these movies and determine that's how God is, His nature. You got to get in the book. If you read why God had to get them out of the garden that He so loved and put them in, and they were there, when they sinned, there's also a tree there that was called the tree of life. And they had to partake of that tree. They ate from that tree. They ate from every tree, but He said, just don't eat from one tree, the knowledge of good and evil. They ate. Protect from the tree of life to live forever down here on the earth. How? Why? There's a lot of questions I can't ask you because I'm not God, but that's the way He set it up. If there's a tree He said eat, you eat. If He said don't eat, you don't eat. Why we need to make things complicated? Don't make Christianity complicated. If you're sick, God wants you healed. Receive your healing. Receive that off the tree of life and take it by faith and say, I got it by faith. And then you expect to have it, amen, in your body. Because that's the process. When you take food in your body, immediately you're not just ready to take on. No, it takes a while for that all that nutrients to go in there and get separated by the blood and all those little things God created and shoot over here and over there. Why not His Word? Why can't you trust His Word to do the same thing? When you eat His Word, that by His stripes I am healed. And take it into your body. That's your prescription. That should be your first prescription. Whether it be spiritual, financial, in your relationships. For God so loved, He gave Adam Eve. Amen. But God was in there, but He wanted them to love one another. Jesus said, I so loved you. Now you go love one another as I have loved you. Amen. And there was a time Jesus, He got the whip out. He got the whip out, and He said, He drove out people in His house that were bringing in, not bringing in prayer, not bringing in what He wanted to be there. And He drove them out. And then He said, and He taught them. Amen. He taught them the Word. This is how it's supposed to be. A house of prayer. Loving one another, praying for one another. You shouldn't have to pay me to get healed. You come to my Father's house, healing, that's a gift. Blessing is a gift. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. He don't add no sorrow. If I had to pay for it, that's sorrow. If it costs me something. Jesus paid the price. It cost Him His life. It cost Him suffering. You shouldn't have to. Amen? That's a good covenant. Jesus cut a covenant. He married us. He gave His blood and offered it to the Father. Amen. They're in covenant. Jesus will never change. So number two, today, we're going to make this quick because I know we're going to do our business meeting and we'll just go from here over to there. I meant to tell Larry to crank up the coffee pots. He might have to leave maybe 5 minutes early and just give us another coffee pot, and there's water over there, but we're not going to keep you long. So that's what the Lord's spoken to us this month so far. And today, number three, I'll conclude this series by sharing one more thought. Just one more. I'll say that, but Lord, don't hold me to it. Because if He gives me a thought, we got to go that way. One more thought about how God wants us to, say, walk in victory. He wants us to walk in victory in our relationship with Him and others. Philippians 3, 1 through 14. And that's the only scriptures I got for us. So flip on over to the book of Philippians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Never thought about that. GE, just flip on over. Gate, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. G, just flip on over there. Look at there. You can get to the book of Philippians real easy. GE, we bring good things to life. That was a God idea, whoever started that over 120 years ago. Philippians 3. I got my Bible so marked up, sometimes I mark over my chapters, my Roman numerals there. Now read with me as I go here, and we'll go kind of fast. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation He made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This is how you understand marriage. Guys, your woman knows most of this. Amen. We're the ones that she's usually telling us what we need to know, right? Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has been now been revealed by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, to His holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel. Of which Paul says, I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of His power. To me, who am less the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages, Genesis, has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. If you get anything today, get this. God, because He hides things in a mystery, He's not hiding it from you. He's hiding it for you. For you. He don't want the devil knowing. The devil don't know everything. Verse 10, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. See, I'm here to help you on some wisdom. to the principalities. This is talking about the people, the spirits that are against you. This is talking about the devil and his ranking of angels. The devil is against the family. That's the first temptation that came. We get the wisdom of God so we can make known by the church to principalities and powers in the heavenly places according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Jesus. Therefore, Paul says, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant unto you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. Oh gosh. Why ain't y'all stop me? I've been in Ephesians.
Yes. We were trying to find it for this.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hey, that's all good. Because I'm looking, where's my point to this? Where's my ending? Hey, stop the pastor sometime. Come on, you guys. I got to edit this now. I got to go. I got to edit this. You know, Jesus does have a sense of humor. I even read it to you. Ephesians, Philippians. Gosh, I was right there too. I tell you what, y'all love me, don't you? To sit there and just take it. That's love. What?
We thought we missed.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, Philippians. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to go Philippians 3. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 3, get to verse 13, because all that led up to write this. Brethren, Paul is saying, I do not count myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. If you're in a relationship with the Lord, or your relationship with your spouse is not too good, Lord, I failed you, I messed up, forget it. The past is dead, it's in the past. Paul said, forgetting those things I did when I was against Christ, I got to forget all that stuff. Forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forward. What did you say this morning, Patsy? Going forward. We're going forward in your relationship with Jesus, with one another. Forget those things in the past. Reaching forward to those things which are ahead. That's why Jesus went to the cross, to go ahead before us. Amen? Back to heaven. See, He brought us back to relationship with the Father that Adam and Eve lost. I press toward the goal for the prize. There it is, that prize. Of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, I need some help. Daniel, and who was my other helper this morning? Lucas, come up here. See that box right there?
Yeah.
Open that box and you give it to all the men first, but you got to give me three boxes first. Pastor gets three. Why three? One for me, one for Addison, and one for Millie. There's only three kids up there, right? This morning, am I right?
Logan's up there.
Oh, give me four. See, kids going to get blessed with this Cracker Jack now, so I get four. Now, you guys distribute to the men first. Y'all, one somebody take the right, somebody take the left, and make sure the men get a box of Cracker Jacks first. There's a little man back here in the back rowing. He's sitting on the ground. So men, Darius, he gets one, yep. I'm going to put my four right here on the altar. That means y'all can't touch them. That's holy right there. Holy unto the Lord. Amen. All right. Y'all done gave all the Cracker Jacks out? Y'all did, you done this side already? And how many boxes we got left? A lot. Man, that means people didn't show up today. Jim didn't show up. Juan, there's a box. All right, so now put some more in your hands. Now give it to the ladies. See, us men. See, the men had to be first. First be last, last to be first. And the kids, now if we got enough for everybody, everybody get one. So hopefully we'll have enough for everybody today. Lord, bless these Cracker Jacks. Make them multiply. Everybody have a Cracker Jacks in their hand. If not, I might have to give my box up. Man, we got left. We still got some. Who hasn't got a box of Cracker Jacks? All right. Make sure Maudie and Bootsy gets one. Who doesn't have a box? Got one, two back here? Here you go. There, I'm going to sacrifice my Cracker Jacks. They got them all? Give her one back. Pastor's going to sacrifice now. I know my wife would agree with that Cracker Jack box. Okay, Tammy's going to, I'm going to receive that gift. Thank you, Jesus. Only missed it by what, one? That ain't bad. 25 boxes. Next year we have to double that. Paul said, I press toward the goal, help me, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, ladies, if you missed last Sunday, the ladies got a rose for Valentine's Day. The men, I was thinking about getting y'all some candy bones, but I just never followed through on that for bone of my bone. But last Sunday, the offering, the Lord told me about the prize. And I ministered on the prize, and I thought about a box of Cracker Jacks at the end. So I fulfilled my promise. I got my box, Lewis. Amen. And I said, I want to bless the guys too. Because see, we like stuff too. I like sweet stuff. But I want to conclude what the Lord spoke to me when He told me about it. See, I love Cracker Jacks. I mentioned that through the offering, that there's a prize in the box of Cracker Jacks. I remember this as a kid. Now, it's not a fabulous prize. It's not a gold ring. Never has been. Never would. I mean, 25 cents. I'm sorry, you're just not going to get a gold ring in a box of Cracker Jacks. But see, as a kid, it had nothing to do with the money. There was something in there. I didn't know what was in there, but I knew it was in there. And I wanted it. Amen? There was something in Adam that he wanted. He just didn't know he had it. It was called Eve. Amen? It was a prize that God had hidden in the center of His will. Amen? Are you getting this? It's in the mind of God. He put it in His Adam. But somebody had to take it out and bring it before His eyes. Amen? There's a prize in here. But to get to it, you got to do something. Don't you do it not now, because we're going to have a meeting. You can snack over here. You got to push your finger in. You got to pop it. And you got to take the top off of it. And if you do it right, you got to eat. And sometimes as a kid, it's hard to get your fingers, so you shake it. And you got to eat till you get to the prize. Amen. So some people cheat. They pull the whole top off and just get to the prize. Not me. Don't you open that box. And I didn't look at the date. I had ordered this from Amazon. So praise God, I hope the date's good on here. I'll check the expiration date before we eat our Cracker Jack, because that box looked pretty old, Lewis. It's the original. It's supposed to look old, right? It's 40-some years ago when I was eating Cracker Jacks. And I still like to eat them. We're okay. We're marching forward. Amen. With our Cracker Jacks. Hold up your Cracker Jack box. And repeat after me. You're not in a court of law, but you're in a house of the Lord. And if God says do it, you do it, and you'll be blessed. Amen? Amen. I see a smile on everybody's face. Praise the Lord. Say this. A godly relationship. And by faith, Miss Tammy's holding up her Cracker Jack box. We together on this, ain't we, Tammy? A godly relationship should be sweet and full of surprises. Amen. That's your confession. So be a surprise and be sweet to one another, to God. And mainly know that Jesus has already given us the greatest prize. He gave Himself. But in Him is the manifold wisdom of God. That's been revealed to us in a flesh body. And He is seated at the right hand of God the Father in covenant relationship. It says, anytime you want to know, open the box. Amen. Open the box. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I need to know. There's something I need to know here. The mystery is healed. The prize is in the Word of God. Amen. So, Father, I just thank You right now, Lord, that for this specific message You gave us for this month, that this is just the beginning, Lord. That just as that example that we left today of a simple box of Cracker Jacks, Lord, You can take that and You can make a message out of it. But Lord, it left an example. I pray right now an impression has been put in our spirit right now that we'll treat each other as Christ treated us. He loved us. He sacrificed His life for us. He laid down His life, and then the Father gave that life back to Him. He picked up that life and he destroyed principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness so that we can live a life down here full of love, joy, peace, all the fruits of the Spirit. And that is sweet, Lord. You are sweet. You have defeated our enemy. You have taken the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and you have given it to the church. And by faith today, Lord, that is the prize. That is the high calling in Christ Jesus, that we are benefactors. We have received that. And Lord, now we know it. It's been revealed to the church by the Holy Ghost through Jesus and through the prophets of old. And Lord, we stand here today, boldly standing here today, saying, I got it. I got it, devil, and you can't have it. This is my box, and you have no place. The prize is mine. Jesus won it for me. And Lord, we just thank you that every day, you have every second of the day, there's surprises in you. That, Lord, as we chase you and we get in that box and we open it and we seek with all of our hearts, we'll find those prizes that you have for us. And, devil, you have no place. We put you on notice today that we're going to purpose in our heart, that we're going to chase after the things of God, and we're not going to come behind short of anything less than what Jesus gave it for us. And we just thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.